It's Morning Edition from NHPR. New Hampshire Public Radio's Outside In has, for a number of years, been doing a segment called Ask Sam, in which host Sam Evans-Brown tackles questions from listeners. Starting this week, we're going to bring that segment to Morning Edition. So, Sam Evans-Brown, what have you got for us today?
Well, for starters, it's not Ask Sam unless we listen to the Ask Sam theme song.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
So the idea here is a listener has sent in a question. They're asking you about it, and they want you to research it and give us the answer. And I have no idea what this question is.
Yeah, so we have a question here. How about we just listen to it?
Okay.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I live in Nashua, and I was wondering, I've lived in New Hampshire all my life in different areas. I'm wondering how much drought conditions may influence fall foliage.
Fall foliage, Sam.
I have to say, isn't it a little early for fall foliage anxiety?
Sam, it's never too early in New Hampshire and New England in general to talk fall foliage. That's part of our identity.
It's basically all we've got going. The old man fell off. We've got fall foliage. This is all we've got. So, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, the entire state is abnormally dry or in a moderate drought. And drought is bad for fall foliage, as is basically anything else that's bad for trees. So, fungal infestations are bad. Insect infestations are bad. Hard frost while the leaves are budding out, that's bad, too. You know, another thing that can be bad for leaves is a lot of wind and rain in the fall when the leaves are getting kind of loose on the branches.
Sure.
This is all stuff that you've likely heard. But I would like to use this question to jump off to answer another fall foliage question. So do you know the ingredients for our spectacular fall foliage?
The ingredients?
Yeah, what are the ingredients?
Well, the essential things that must happen. I'm guessing trees.
So trees, but particular types of trees, right?
Sure, yeah. Ones with leaves.
Ones. So deciduous trees.
Yes.
Deciduous trees.
Not evergreens.
Right.
Okay.
And there's in particular, there are three chemicals that make the colors of the leaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got chlorophyll, which is the green. And as the cellulose starts to fade away, there's another pigment that's there all year, but it's hiding behind the green. And that's carotenoids. That's the yellow. Right.
Oh, I did not know that.
Carotenoids, carotenoid,
okay.
Yellow.
Sure.
And then we have a third chemical, which is anthocyanin.
Is that legal in this state? Like riboflavin? Is it something I really want?
So now anthocyanin is the special one. There are other parts of the country that have foliage, but it's not as awesome as New England's because they don't have the anthocyanin. So that's where we get the reds, the oranges. That's what makes New England's foliage special. So here's the interesting thing. Unlike the carotenoids, anthocyanin is something that the trees produce in the fall, and they pump it out into the leaves. And that's a lot of work for the trees. They're using resources to create this new chemical for something that's then going to fall off the tree and land on the forest floor.
Why does the tree do that?
That is the question. This has been a mystery for plant biologists for years. And to answer this question, I had talked to a gentleman named Paul Schauberg, who's a researcher with the U.S. Forest Service. And here's what he said.
All species have the capability of producing them, but only some species actually do.
They start digging into what is anthocyanin, and what they found is that it's a chemical that actually is incredibly protective of the leaves.
You know, some scientists have referred to anthocyanin as kind of the Swiss Army knife of plant protective compounds because they function in part as an antifreeze. They function in part as a sunscreen. They function in part as a antioxidant.
So they do have some purpose, Sam.
Yeah, and they also make the leaves hang on to the tree for longer. And so what this chemical does is it makes it so the tree is able to pull more of the nutrients out of the leaf in the fall so that when leaves finally do fall off, they've been fully drained of all the stuff the tree can get out of them and store for the long, hard winter. And that is what makes our fall foliage so spectacular is that we have these nifty trees with this nifty adaptation.
You're saying our trees in the Northeast are smarter.
Better, smarter, stronger, taller, prettier. Oh, and before we go, let me just give one last plug. If you have got a question that you'd like us to find the answer to, especially if it's about the New Hampshire outdoors and it's something you can't find the answer to on Google, we would love to hear from you. Leave us a message. The number is 1-844-GO-OTTER.
Wait a minute. You have a theme song and a hotline?
1-844-GO-OTTER.
And that is Sam Evans-Brown, host of NHPR's podcast, Outside In. You can find Outside In wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll be hearing more from Sam every other Friday right here on Morning Edition.